Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. After Chancellor Merkel's speech on Sunday, the Berlin Senate further tightened restrictions which will apply until April 5th. Meetings of more than two people are no longer allowed. Excluded are families and people who live together in one household. Per the regulations, all persons in Berlin must remain in their homes. However, there are numerous exceptions. If people leave their apartments or houses, they must be able to justify this to the police if necessary. When outside in public, a minimum distance of 1.5 meters between people applies to everyone, if possible. Legitimate reasons for leaving one's home are as follows: for professional or voluntary activities, for visits to doctors, psychotherapists, and physiotherapists, or blood donations, for purchases of personal essential needs like food or medicine, for visits to spouses and life partners and the exercise of rights of custody and access to children, for visiting old and sick people, however, there are restrictions for visits to hospitals and nursing homes, for accompanying persons in need of support and minors, for the accompaniment of the dying as well as funerals in the immediate family or circle of friends, for leaving Berlin and returning, however, this is only permitted on the direct route to and from their apartment or home, for sports and outdoor exercise with members of your own household or with another person, however, quote, without any other group formation, for the supply and care of animals, for the cultivation of horticultural or agricultural land, for attending events or meetings that are still permitted, for example, court hearings, for the participation in exams, for making urgent appointments with authorities like courts, bailiffs, lawyers, and notaries, and for following public prosecutors or police summons, and for the visit of churches, mosques, synagogues, and houses of other ideological communities for, quote, individual, quiet contemplation. The Berlin police announced on Twitter that they will not automatically stop and identify everyone who is out and about, stating, quote, anyone who wants to go out into the fresh air does not have to constantly fear being checked. The officers will concentrate mainly on groups of more than two people who are clearly violating the 1.5 meter distance rule. Numerous businesses are also affected by the restrictions, and the following must be closed: restaurants, but delivery and takeaway services are allowed; shisha bars; hotels for tourist overnight stays; hairdressers, beauty salons, tattoo studios, and massage parlors. And still open are supermarkets, DIY stores, pet food stores, petrol stations, laundrettes, book and newspaper sales, banks, pharmacies, drugstores, shops for medical requirements like hearing and visual aids, and bicycle shops. Everyone in Berlin must carry an identity card and be able to prove where they live. In principle, according to the agreement between the federal government and the states, being in public places is only permitted alone or with another person or in the circle of members of one's own household. You can find the complete regulations for the containment of the coronavirus in Berlin on the website of the governing mayor by following the link in our show notes. How long public life in Berlin will remain restricted because of the corona crisis is an open question. Health Senator Kalaichi told the RBB on Monday that this depends on the analyses of the Robert Koch Institute, which assumes that Germany is at the beginning of an epidemic and that the number of cases will increase exponentially. Per Kalaichi, the restrictions on public life will at best only lead to a slight flattening of the steeply rising curve, but it will prevent that the number of infections will arrive with full force. Otherwise, this would not only put more stress on the healthcare system, but also hit many employers. Berlin has reported two coronavirus-related deaths. The first victim was a 95-year-old man who had serious underlying illnesses, and the second was a 70-year-old man who passed away after being infected. As of yesterday morning, Health Senator Kalaichi announced that Berlin currently has a total of 1,071 confirmed coronavirus cases. However, she also pointed out in the Health Committee that this number is preliminary, as not all health authorities have yet reported the cases from the weekend. In a recent visit to the Neukölln Sahitlik Mosque, Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel spoke that officials of the capital's police force must be, quote, better sensitized to racial discrimination, for example, through training and further education. While most staff in the Berlin police force probably have no extremist tendencies, Geisel's press for a change in mentality comes with a reason. After racist hostilities and threats, those affected repeatedly complain that they do not feel taken seriously by the police. Above all else, there are officers in the ranks of the police who have attracted attention through extreme right-wing activities. In 2019 alone, the police opened disciplinary proceedings against 17 officials. The details, however, are being kept under wraps by the police, quote, for reasons of data protection and due to the ongoing investigations. At the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, the authorities have now provided the approximate facts for the first time. According to the report, 8 proceedings are connected with chat messages which, quote, contained images and/or texts with right-wing ideas or xenophobic relevance. In plain language, the law enforcement officers and investigators apparently expressed racist slogans on the net, or at least tolerated them. In 6 other cases, the officers are accused of, quote, statements with racist or right-wing ideology, which apparently did not occur on the internet, but in the, quote, real world. In 2 other cases, the police are investigating disciplinary action against employees who are alleged to have participated in the events of, quote, right-wing parties or groups. In 1 case, an officer is accusing of sympathizing with the so-called Reichsbürger or Reichscitizens, a movement that neither recognizes the Federal Republic of Germany nor its legal system. Police officers in Berlin, as in other German states, have been accused of right-wing extremist activities in the past. In 2016, an officer used the numerals 88 in WhatsApp, which is recognized as a code for the forbidden greeting Heil Hitler. The disciplinary proceedings against the official ended with a reprimand. In a case from 2017, an official sent anonymous threatening letters to supporters of the radical left-wing scene. He had stolen the data from police computers and received a penalty order of 3,500 euros. Further cases include the involvement of an official who was a treasurer in a right-wing radical political organization, 2 police students and an officer who shouted Sieg Heil during a basketball game, and most recently, a police officer who had moved from Hesse to the capital and was alleged to have been active in a chat group whose participants exchanged right-wing extremist slogans and photos. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.